Hello, my name is Father Matt Allman, and I'm a Redemptorist missionary speaking with you today from the Redemptorist North American Novitiate in Tlalpitzahuac, Mexico. In our liturgy today, we continue to read from Jesus' Last Supper discourse and the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. And as we begin our reading, Jesus has just finished telling his disciples in verse 17 to love one another. We don't get that verse today, though, because we start reading at verse 18. And there, Jesus shifts from talking about love within the community of disciples to the hate that his followers will receive in the world. Jesus is clear that those who follow him will experience resistance. They will experience opposition, and they'll experience hate in the world because they do not belong to the world. If the world rejects Christ and crucifies Christ, then his disciples should expect no different. No slave is greater than his master, as Jesus says. Even if just a few verses ago, Jesus told us we were slaves no longer, but friends. Jesus' friends shouldn't expect to be treated any differently than their Savior either. This is awfully hard for us to remember, though, isn't it? We don't want anyone to hate us or persecute us. We want to get along with everybody. So often we quickly let difficult sayings like this one from Jesus fade from our memory. And we start to think that being a Christian is always going to be about sweetness and light and prosperity. There has to be a way that we can follow Jesus without stirring up trouble or drawing opposition, right? We can both get along with all the powers in this world and still be faithful to Christ, right? Jesus says no. To follow in his way is to set our eyes on his kingdom and to live by God's rules, God's standard, not the rules or the standard of our world. And the powers of our world do not like it when people choose another ruler or another standard, particularly that of Christ. There is a reason that the imagery of spiritual warfare features prominently in our Christian tradition, and so many saints have joyfully embraced suffering in their lives as a path to salvation. We do not belong to this world. Christ has chosen us out of this world and called us to something greater, and the world hates to let people go or to be criticized by folks who've embraced a different standard of judgment. So today, we can pray that we might not be forgetful listeners. We can pray to remember Christ's words here in the gospel about the opposition we will face in the world if we are faithful to him. And we can pray that these words can help us to follow Christ's way with integrity, no matter what the world says to us. And if we experience hate or persecution, remembering these words might even help us to rejoice and be glad, trusting that our reward will be great in heaven, for thus they persecuted the prophets who were before us, and Christ, our friend. May we be faithful disciples and friends of the Lord, today and always. Amen.